This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, good morning.
Guten Morgen. We're like Phil and Frank.
What up, buddy?
Phil and Frank, Covino and Rich. Normally on from 2 to 4 on the West, 5 to 7 on the East, Monday through Friday. And we have a bonus podcast if you guys want to see what you hear, called Overpromise, because Blubber Lips Davis usually overpromises things we never
get to.
Get an extra hour in for the DP show, day two of the Dan Patrick Hattrick. Again, good morning. And I heard Jonas talking about National Unicorn Day. So, Rich, happy holidays to you.
I know you're a big fan. I'm just going to walk around my daughter's room, bed sheets, wall, toys, her backpack.
You guys share
lunchbox.
Bed sheets?
Yes.
It's also National Winston Churchill Day. So, Danny G, I wish you a happy one of those. I know you're a big fan.
Thank you.
And thank you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, for hanging out with us, Covino and Rich, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios.
Now, we're going to get to a lot today. I mean, it's sort of a dead time in the world of sports, but there's, you know, stuff going on in life. We're going to get to the worst neighbors. I'm going to let you know why Jason Kelce and Caitlin Clark are the same exact person.
Ooh, this sounds like a
what?
Colin Cowherd analogy.
What do they have in common? No, what do Caitlin Clark and Jason Kelce have going on right now?
Stars attract other stars.
We'll talk about the Sacramento A's. We never got to that yet. Like, what do you do if you live in Sacramento? Are you an A's fan
what
for like
mean,
a couple years?
Yes. You jump on it. You enjoy it while you can.
We're going to talk about eclipse weirdos. I mean, people that enjoyed the eclipse yesterday.
Oh, yeah. But before we talk about eclipses, which, by the way, you know what? I have a thought on that. Before we get to that, I'm going to Venmo you a quick $6.
You don't have to do that every time.
No, I'm going to do that because Rich gets me a coffee in the morning, and it's so nice of him to go out of his way and buy me a coffee. And I like to get it out of the way because I don't like owing people anything ever. And I just want to say to anybody out there, if you don't use Venmo, then I don't know how you survive.
Or Zelle. I'm okay with Zelle.
Yeah, Zelle is a little more complicated, I think. You know, you have to go through your bank and everything. I don't know. I mean, I have it. I use it all the time. Use that for child support and things like that, Rich.
Do you?
For a coffee? Here's a quick little Venmo.
Do you have the over 70 exemption? Like every football season, my dad, for fantasy football and gambling, he's like, oh, Richie, I'm going to send you a check in the mail. It'll cover it. I'm like, Dad, no check in the mail. Oh, it's going to be in the mail.
I don't care if it's your dad.
Dad.
I don't care if it's the fruit guy at the corner. If you don't have a Venmo set up, honestly, like, I kind of frown at you. I'm not going to say I don't respect you. I respect everybody, but I'm
you
like...
You can say it. Say
no,
it.
No.
If you don't have a Cash App on your phone, I don't respect you.
You might as well tell me you're living in the 1800s, because I'm like, really, dude? You're just cramping yourself at this point. I feel like if you're a hobo, you should have a Venmo account, because that's the only way you're getting money from me.
You know, hobos and what do they call them nowadays? Oh, yeah, unhoused. They should have Venmos. In fact, two people I saw have Venmo, or Zelle, or Cash App, that I'm like, good thinking. This past year, there was not a Girl Scout that didn't.
You're so right about
that. It was 50-50, yep. But now you go to the supermarket or wherever, you know, a couple months ago when it was Girl Scout cookie season. I'm trying to resist the Samoas and Thin Mints by the sleeve and lemonades and all the. Every girl's like, we have Venmo and Zelle. And the moms are out there with them with their little.
Yeah, no, it's
phones.
True. Good job, Girl Scouts.
Secondly,
good job.
Secondly, I'm at crypto.
Oh, I thought you were going to say strippers in Vegas.
That wouldn't be.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have Venmo?
Can I Zelle you $20 for this lap dance?
I think you really need to step it up.
Imagine. They should have QR codes tattooed on their treks, because there should be a better way. Because if you expect cash from me nowadays, I just never have it. And my dad still is that guy that's like, cash is king.
That's not a bad idea. If a stripper had a QR code on her cheek.
Hold on. Stand still.
Hey, wait, stop twerking for
You're
a second.
You're moving too much. Hold on.
Gotcha. All right.
There you go. I'm going to Venmo you over an extra 20.
But I was at Staples Center because, you know, I'm a huge hockey fan. Went to go see the Kings Canucks the other night. Great sport live. We talked about it. And after the game, Danny, you know this from probably going to a bunch of Lakers games. You leave that arena. They got all those hot dog stands.
Yeah, the hot dogs are wrapped in bacon.
The bacon wrapped, like, big fat sausage dogs with all the fixings.
Oh, yes.
And they were all saying it. Like, it was part of their thing. Like, hot dogs, we got your hot dogs with the fixings. We have Venmo and Zelle. They were saying it because what is your first instinct? Like, oh, damn, I don't have any
like
cash
I said,
on me.
The local fruit guy. Local ice cream man, the street vendors have stepped up their game now here in L.A. where they offer PayPal, Zelle, or Venmo. I think the only people that don't use it nowadays are my parents. So unless you're 175 years old, there's no excuse for you.
And if you're
there's
someone,
no excuse.
If you're someone that gets by a lot like I do on Apple Pay.
Yeah.
I use Apple Pay for pretty much 99% of things.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't take Apple Pay? I'll throw them under the bus because I go there way too much. Home Depot.
Oh, really?
Home Depot. They
don't take it?
Guy, you need your credit card or debit card or whatever, but they don't. Like, you don't have Apple Pay yet, Home Depot?
Yeah, well, is cash still king? You know, if you're trying to take some taxes off your gutter cleaning or, you know, you got some guy doing some handiwork at your house. Yeah, I get it. Still need some cash here and there. But here, Rich. $6 for a coffee, overpriced, but here you go. Venmo paid, done. Moving on.
Yeah, send me a check.
Step your game up. You know what, man? There's so many people that are scared of this stuff. You know, we talk about it when it comes to sports. My parents and other family members still, Rich, you don't have to be old to feel this way because I felt this way. When a game is on Apple TV or a game is on Amazon Prime, like my family members and certain friends of mine will be like, yeah, I guess I'm not watching. And it's like, yo, stop being scared of the technology. It's really odd. I have an uncle.
I can't imagine that mentality. Danny, imagine if the Raiders were on, I don't know, Peacock or Prime or something. You're like, guess I'm not watching.
Dude, my parents haven't watched a Yankee game yet. They're 8-2. So what, we're 10 games into it?
Yeah.
Because my mom cut the cord. I'm like, well, Mom, you got to get the MLB app. I don't know how to do that.
The app?
I'm like, you got 5 kids. Have one of these dummies help you. I'm here and I'm busy. Have someone else help you.
There's 4 others.
Yeah, so I understand, but I don't at the same time. Like, we have, Covino and Rich, we have a QR code. We do. We're big time like that. And all of our information comes up.
Futuristic. You're so 2018.
Dude, we're so ahead of the game, bro. Yeah. We have menus.
We're so 2018, that's right.
So I sent it to my uncle.
We're like
the other
a menu
day.
During COVID.
Now, when I say my
scan
uncle.
Scan here.
You probably think my uncle, again, is like 90 years old. He's not, all right? He's a little older than me.
He's your mom's little brother. He's like 50.
Yeah. So I sent him my QR code. He goes, yeah, what's that? I'm like, what do you mean, what's that? How do you eat? How do you survive? He goes, I'm like, that's a QR code. Just, you know, check it out. Whatever, you know, get us some listeners. When you're at the barbershop, bust it out, tell them about your nephew's radio show. I'm big time. And he goes, I guess I won't be using that. I'm like, why not? What do you mean? Do you refuse the QR code at the restaurant? How do you get by? So that being said, make the adjustments. Don't be afraid. It's all good. Figure it out. Get a Venmo and enjoy your games. The end. And hopefully you guys, speaking of, enjoyed UConn yesterday. Congrats to them. Hope you had a UConn sort of Monday night, even though you may have stayed up a little later than usual to watch.
Dude, pretty impressive what they accomplished at UConn. Talking about like a turnover of roster, kids have bought into the program. There's always something so special about back-to-back. Like, that is not easy. And
back-to-back.
One's hard.
And belly-to-belly.
Talking about back-to-back. And
they're
they just,
sixth ever. I believe the fun fact is every time they made it to the finals, they've won. So props to the UConn Huskies, 75-60 over Purdue. The side story behind it all, aside from back-to-back, like you said, Rich, really puts them in a awesome spot.
Well,
to say dynasty, to start dynasty, is that the East Coast friends of ours were complaining about staying up so late just to see the montage that you so desperately love.
One shining moment. I actually was texting a friend, so I'll tell you the exact time.
It was late. I was sleepy on the West Coast.
It was a little after midnight East Coast because it was right around 9-ish, a little after 9 here in Southern California. And One Shining Moment had not played yet. We're talking they milk it. They milk it like they're a dairy farmer.
It's like clockwork. I know Rich because I've worked with him so long. The timing is impeccable. Right at the high note, One Shining Moment. That's when the tear rolls off of Rich's cheek right here.
The bowl is tipped.
Simultaneously, right when the high note, when Luther hits that high note, that's when Rich wells up and a tear is shed. Did you cry watching the montage?
One shining moment.
Did you?
I did not, but you know what? It did not air till after midnight East Coast, but a couple takeaways. Zach Edey puts up big numbers. He's going to be a mid-first rounder in the NBA, but UConn and Purdue had just been killing everyone all tournament. And we said yesterday, what was it, UConn 6.5? Well, let's roll UConn. It felt right.
Did you have money on this?
I did not. I'm mad at myself. I was like, I've been so cold lately that I'm like, yeah, I'll just watch. But they held Purdue. Think about the game in which we watch, NBA, NCAA basketball. They held Purdue to 1 3-point shot. Their perimeter defense was absurd. They only had 8 assists. They were so one-dimensional. UConn just outplayed Purdue. And then you say to yourself, how does a guy like Zach Edey translate into the NBA? Is he a guy that goes mid-first round and, you know, he just sort of fades into mid-level NBA status but still makes, you know, tens of millions of dollars a year?
37
Probably.
Points. Yeah, you know, we talked about that when it comes to Caitlin Clark. I feel like men, and again, this is just an opinion. Is it a sexist opinion? I'm not trying to be. I think the NBA professional men are more likely to shut this dude down. And it might be a harder transition for him than Caitlin Clark.
Well, the women are talking a big game.
But the women are, and that's the storyline
too. Have you noticed
too.
That?
They're
Have
talking
you noticed
a bigger game, a lot of the haters, which some could say, well, that means she made it. That means it's official now because it's usually the men that are talking smack about the younger players. Now we're seeing the women do that. And
well, it's every sport, right? We talk about how a guy plays college football for a big school, maybe in the SEC, and all of a sudden.
But don't you have this opinion based on nothing really that the difference there isn't as significant like an NBA, like a college standout superstar like Caitlin Clark would have an easier transition in the WNBA as an Edie would in the NBA?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, your thoughts, if you want to chime in at 877-99 on Fox.
Again, my ignorance tells me that
that's not your ignorance.
The
it's just an
dominance
opinion.
Of the WNBA isn't as significant as the dominance in the NBA.
Well, truth be told, you don't watch any, either do I.
Yeah, I mean, I watch enough to form that opinion,
but
I don't know how true that is.
We've watched enough college football to see a running back turn the corner on every run.
Oh,
and then he can't
player,
do that in the NFL. Or a guy like,
we haven't seen a Caitlin Clark this dynamic. I mean, for obvious reasons. Look, she broke so many records. Can it translate as easy? We'll see.
We've seen quarterbacks in college look like unstoppable. you know, that you end up on a team that had two or three wins in the NFL the year before, and you look like hot garbage once you're in the NFL. Because
and there's just some, there's a style of play that translates in different ways. Like, some people are saying Bronny made a good choice because maybe he's a better pro than he would be a college player. I don't see how that applies, but I've heard that several times from different people. So, you know, people step up. People change their game. We'll see what happens with Edie, but congrats again to the UConn Huskies, 75-60.
Did you watch any Danny Gia?
I watched.
I actually watched the whole game.
The whole game?
The whole game.
There was a point where it started to get a little out of control, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go do a couple things, get a couple things done. I'll turn it on with a couple minutes left.
Well, that's the beauty of a game like this where, again, the Huskies sort of dominated. Purdue only scored 60. If you're not a big college basketball fan anyway, you just have the feeling of live sports on. And that's when you, like, get a good sweep in or, like, a good little, like, cleaning of the counter going on, right? You can clean up. Yeah.
Because of UConn's defense, even when Purdue was hovering right around a 7-point, trailing by, like, 7, it never really felt like they had that burst to get back into the game.
It's a sign of a good team. We said the other night with the women's, right? South Carolina, anytime Iowa got within, like, 5 or 6, like, ooh, it's a game. South Carolina's like, not so fast. Mm-hmm. Relax. So NCAA hoops behind us. Now, I think it's time, Covino. We say it every year around this time. This is when you officially really hone in on the NBA. With a few games to go, the playoffs around the corner, this is when you really start to dive in.
I mean, that's what Mets fans say, because there's nothing to be excited about, I know.
Mets have won 4 or 5. No, shut your mouth.
The Mets are
hot right now.
They're stepping it up.
They beat the Braves last night.
They'll be 500 soon enough.
Lindor will get to batting 100 soon.
And, of course, I'll be tuning into the NBA, but I am excited about baseball.
You see the memes where it's like people saying they've had blood alcohol levels higher than some of the Mets' batting averages?
Yeah, I mean,
I think the other day, until he had a good game, Lindor was batting like 31. It's like 0-30. Yeah, okay. 31.
Honestly, I hate to be that guy, but I am, I guess. Like, you feel, honestly, as a former Little League standout, you feel like you could bat 31 in the bigs. 31?
There was a point. Well, wasn't it Rendon, who he's has a 4-game hitting streak now, but, you know, he's the most easy guy to hate in Major League Baseball. Didn't he start like 1 for 25 or something ridiculous?
Yeah, I mean, that guy's hard to root for. But you're right, Rich. Time to tune in to the NBA if you haven't already. Danny G's like, what do you mean time? I've been tuning in.
Yeah, Danny G's the guy that watches every game. I'm the guy that a couple days a week I'll have it on in the background. But now it's time to hone in and really take it better.
Here I am. It's all full circle. Here I am making fun of my parents and old people. For me, I can never find the Laker game when I'm trying to watch it here in L.A. Oh,
man.
I don't have Spectrum.
I've sent you so many links.
I know. I don't have. He's like, here's my password.
I gave Covino my password to Spectrum, and he still hasn't used it. No, come on.
You're bothering Danny for passwords?
I know. Well, because I try to tune in, or let's say it's a nice matchup I want to sit down and watch. I don't have Spectrum. I don't have it.
Yeah, Danny G's sitting there with his kid on his lap. He's like, hey, who's texting me? Covino wants my HBO Max password down,
yeah,
too.
I don't want to bother you. Danny G, what's the code? Can I put it in?
Well, you guys are tuning into the NBA at the perfect time, because coming up quickly here are the play-in games.
Yeah. Now is that, you know what? If you get anything out of this jibber-jabber, it's that. Now is the time to really start focusing in on it, because this is when it gets fun. College hoops, done. Baseball, still early. Still tuning in to that. I'm a guy. I'm one of those baseball fans that tries to watch as many games as possible. But now is the time where NBA gets exciting, and you got to focus.
And an important game tonight, Warriors and Lakers, because they're obviously fighting over position there.
Of course.
Speaking of play-in.
Yeah, I was going to say, the 7 through 10 teams are close enough where you could try to sneak into that 7-8. You don't want to be 9-10. You don't want to be 1-and-done, possibly. The interesting part, especially about the Western Conference, is that I know they've done a better job with load management this year, and, you know, guys are playing more. That's sort of the narrative, right? Like, they're trying to get the guys to get in there more. But would you agree that, unlike any other sport, once you look at the postseason standings and what teams are in, it's like the top tier seeds are not that dominant over the lower seed teams.
In the NBA?
Yeah. Like in the NFL or Major League Baseball or any other sport for that matter, you feel a little more confident in the higher seeds. There's people that are saying, I saw a headline yesterday. I think it was on FS1 or ESPN. It's like, are the Lakers the biggest threat to the Denver Nuggets? I'm like, you mean the Lakers who are in the play-in? I guess once a playoff series starts, the NBA just takes on a whole different feel.
It's anyone's game.
And if you have a couple big stars,
we feel that way about baseball more than ever.
The Lakers have matched up well against the Nuggets this season, keeping games really close. And then you look at the Lakers against a team like the Kings, and the Kings have swept the Lakers this season.
You start looking at matchups, and not only do you start looking at matchups, you start saying, well, what teams are clicking and who in a five, you know, who in a seven game series could deliver? What about the Dallas Mavericks? Luka and Kyrie have secretly sort of been pretty damn good together this season. So we'll get to a little more NBA. We'll get to why Kelsey and Caitlin Clark are the same person.
I can't wait for that. And by the way, speaking of the NBA, we're going to do some Whack Diesel, Shaq Diesel trivia this show, giving away prizes on the Covino and Rich show in for DP.
Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. We got more next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromise and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. you know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Yo, by the way, if you like them real thick and juicy, have you seen some recent clips of Nelly Furtado?
Oh,
no creepo.
Your favorite Portuguese woman?
Oh, yeah. No, seriously, like recent clips, I was like, what in the hell is going on?
Like, in a good way?
I was just surprised.
Like thick with a couple C's?
Like thick.
You can see why Timbaland fell in love with her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
She had a handful of hits in the 2000s and 2010s.
Oh, I say that respectfully because Joel's playing some Nelly Furtado in the background. By the way, we're Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Danny G's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for checking out our podcast. Just search Covino and Rich. We also have a Patreon. So always staying busy and always an honor to be in for the DP show.
Now, how is Jason Kelce and Caitlin Clark the same? I'll explain in a minute. But I just need a quick answer from you, Danny G. Joel, you guys want to chime in? Love to hear your thoughts on a fight that was going down on one of my group texts last night.
Oh, boy.
So, UConn-Purdue, men's final game. March Madness culculminates. One shining moment. Montage after midnight.
Yeah.
My East Coast buddies are fighting about UConn.
Who? Tony and Vinny going at it.
My buddy Mikey.
Carmine getting fired up.
My buddy Mikey and Chris.
Okay.
And here's the argument. Want your thoughts. So my buddy Chris went to his undergrad at a small college in Connecticut called Fairfield.
Okay.
Graduated. Got a job. Years later, got married. He's got a couple boys. All the guy does is work, watch the Mets, and coach like three different little league teams.
Okay.
His life. He's living that sports dad life.
Dad life.
Yeah. The last couple weeks, he's been all like, yeah, UConn. And we're like, UConn? You're a Mets fan, you're a Rangers fan, and you're a Giants fan. Well, what's this UConn thing? And here's his answer.
Oh.
I think he works for American Express. And he's like, you know, he's sort of a big dog there. He's like, back in 2010, they paid for me to get my master's. And I went to UConn.
Oh,
I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, hold on now. No, no.
What do you mean, no, no?
I was like, online? Did you go to the campus? I'm like, you can't claim you went somewhere. I have a rule. Tell me if you like this rule.
I already don't like your rule.
If you haven't been drunk on the campus, haven't slept with someone on the campus, or know the local bars and restaurants on the campus.
How do you know he didn't sleep with somebody
on
the campus?
You can't say.
Maybe he just can't tell you.
You can't say, oh, I'm alumni. Because you got your master's.
What do you mean? You should take this theory and shove it. What are you talking about?
Danny G, if you got your master's there
if
online.
If I was this guy, I would want to reach to the phone and punch this guy in the nose.
Nowadays, Rich, you can't make that rule because so many people do school online.
I was like, you might as well tell me you went to the University of Phoenix.
Are you going to tell me my daughter didn't pass fifth grade because she had to do it online?
Oh, COVID,
in the pandemic?
But listen, COVID exceptions, forget that nonsense. I'm saying, for instance, you went to Montclair State. I went to Syracuse. You went there. You lived in a dorm. You had random shenanigans. You drank. You partied. You smoked weed. You went to class. You walked campus.
You had to stumble across the campus at night.
You had to stumble
across the quad for it to count.
You've eaten in the food court. You've sat in the student section at a game.
I sure did.
If your company paid for you to get your master's online, you can't say you went to that college.
What if you go there for the graduation? Aha!
Rich didn't even walk. So I think that's even weaker. I think
that's a good one,
Joe. You didn't really graduate.
Yeah, you didn't graduate. Get out of here with your stupid rules. I don't like your rule. I think he absolutely got a degree from that university.
As an adult.
hey, dude, there's people that don't even show up to work because they could do it from home. They still work from that place. In today's world, like Danny G said, more than ever that matters. More than ever that counts. There's so many moms, too, that are busy being moms, or your friend busy being a dad, that are taking online classes. How are you going to tell me that doesn't count? Of course that counts.
What I'm saying is there is a distinct difference
There's a difference, but it counts. There's no difference.
My buddy went to Fairfield.
Your buddy graduated from UConn.
No, he went.
He's UConn Cornelius.
He went to Fairfield, graduated in the early 2000s. A decade later, because his company's like, you know, we'll pay for you to get your master's.
Yeah, and
He took some online classes. Now you tell me he's alumni?
By the way, that sounds like a nightmare to me. I wouldn't want to sit there. Dude, I dread taking human resources classes from this company.
Do we have to do one again?
When boss man hits us up and he's like, yeah, you're overdue on one of your HR courses for Fox Sports and iHeart, I'm like, I want to pay my daughter to do it for me. Hey, can you sit here and just do this?
There's another one due on the 17th.
Oh, I hate it. Joel, I dread it. So I actually give your buddy more credit for having the patience to put his dad life aside and
daughter,
sit there and actually do this.
That's challenging. $20 to do mine, too.
Yeah, man. It's a nightmare.
Based on the dump button situation in the afternoons with you guys, you don't watch those videos.
Maybe I need to watch that course.
Maybe we should pay closer attention.
But here's a hint. Just turn it on.
My point is, actually, I have a theory on how to do that, by the way. This is a whole, I don't want to take you off your tangent, Rich.
Here's how you take an HR course.
They have a quiz at the end of it, though.
Well, here's what you do. Here's my method, and it works every time, okay? Every time. You pick the lamest possible answer, and it's 99% of the time the correct answer.
Oh, it's true. Who is wrong in this scenario? And it's like, if C is like, John, is inappropriate with everything you did? You're like, answer.
That's the one. Yeah. So you don't even have to pay attention. You just read the three answers, right? And it's the lamest possible one. You hit that, you're correct. Ta-da.
John, well, you're really going to like this one because you can choose the wrong answer and it just keeps right on going.
John told Stephanie she looked pretty at work. John's a piece of garbage.
John is the worst guy ever.
Wrong, but oh well. Let's move on.
You're moving on. Hey,
John needs to be better looking to ask her out on a date.
My point is, those tests are dreadful and miserable. So for your friend to be able to do this and still pass and graduate from a prestigious university, good for him for being proud. I think that's awesome. Hey, man, I would do it if I could.
All I'm saying, and I stand by this, if you got your master's online at a college, you are not an alumni.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. More Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick next on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Let's go right back to your feedback. And then I have a question about you staying active as an adult versus your kids being active when it comes to sports.
Okay.
And of course, I do want to talk a little bit about the Sacramento A's.
And remember, stop overpromising. We still have Shaq Diesel NBA trivia giving away prizes this hour. So if you want to play along, be dialing at 877-99 on Fox. Hit us up at Covino and Rich. My prediction before the next eclipse.
Pain.
Like I said, shorter schedule in the MLB, obviously.
I don't think so. I think baseball will never give up that revenue because it makes sense. If you told me...
I didn't say anything drastic, but I think it's shorter. Look, they've already sped up the game. It works. Shorter seasons keeps people interested. We don't have the attention spans. We know this.
I love what you're saying.
And I think they make an adjustment because starting pitchers more than ever will go like 5 1/3, not get the win. Some jabroni comes in for 2 outs. He gets the W. That's got to change, too. And I think they accept steroids again. Like, there's another steroid era.
They accept it?
Yeah, there's another, like, steroid era.
Oh.
Because you've seen Adolis Garcia, right? You've seen him? The guy's jacked. We talked about this yesterday. I think people just start turning a blind eye. They just want to see bombs again.
Oh, I'm going to tell him you said that. I want to hear what Danny had. I have a few more written down. What you got, Danny?
Got one last one, and this is something we pushed for a couple months ago. The Super Bowl, it's going to be a national holiday by the time we get to 2045.
It sort of goes with my theory of if they expand the schedule by even one more week.
And they will.
It'll line up with...
They're not going to take all these precautionary measures to change the game without adding more games. We made it safer. Here you go.
Yeah. If they add one game, then it pushes it back to, I believe,
Memorial Day weekend?
No, Martin Luther King. What is the holiday that's in the fair?
I thought it was... Yeah, we'll double check on that.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is.
We're not good with math or calendars.
Yeah, my calendar, you know what it's filled with? Kids stuff. Kids' birthday parties, kids' sports games. I'm living that life. But the holiday is President's Day. That's what it is. President's Day. If they push the Super Bowl back 1 week, it will be on a Sunday. That will be followed by a Monday holiday. I got robot umpires.
Mm-hmm.
I got... From Chris, who hit us up on the East Coast.
Did you see the meme that Angel Hernandez even missed the eclipse yesterday?
Damn it.
That guy misses everything.
I saw.
Oh, that's funny.
I saw our buddy.
Well, did you see that clip this week where the dude on the Blue Jays, he steps off the rubber.
And then like quick pitches.
Then quick pitches, and they call strike three on Gleyber Torres.
Yeah, it was
that guy's the weakest.
Terrible call.
So, of course, you're going to get robot umpires. Guys like that.
I think Angel Hernandez is MLB's way of just trolling all of us.
Has to be.
Has to be, right? Two more quickies. Because the NBA went from a couple sharpshooters to everyone just tossing up three-pointers, I saw one of those, you know, like a spray chart.
Yeah, I saw it.
And it
says the game has officially changed.
It was 2004. Versus 2024, and it was like, yo, every shot's either right in the paint or behind the three-point line.
Yeah, I saw it.
There's no mid-range jumpers anymore. I have a buddy that hit us up, and he said, would you be shocked if the NBA added a four-point shot? Not quite half court, but a further back, like we're talking like a Caitlin Clark, Steph Curry type of shot. Almost a mid-quarter.
I could. As our good pal Gary V says, innovate or die. And I think that
what about
you could experiment with things like that, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
What about, you know, based on the hype of Caitlin Clark, it could be baseball or basketball. You know, not a high impact sport like hockey or, you know, football. But are we gonna see our first woman fully participate in a men's sport? Like maybe it could be football if it's a field goal kicker. What if it's an NBA team that takes a chance on an Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark?
In the next 20 years?
20 years?
Why, you know, Rich, I thought you were going to go down this avenue with the NBA. They're already talking about having an NBA overseas, right?
You know, that's not crazy either. You're right. As the game expands,
I think that hurts America's NBA.
Look at all the international stars. Back, Joel, when we were younger men and the Dream Team just crushed everyone, that playing field leveled real quick in the last 30 years. And you can thank Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and those guys for introducing the game globally. And now all your stars, Giannis, Luka, the Joker, all these international stars, hey, I wouldn't be surprised if the NBA, like I said about the NFL, just expanding globally.
Any other predictions? What happens now in life and in sports between now and 2045, the next eclipse?
Oh, on a personal note, do you think any of your teams will win a championship, Danny? You think? Yeah, I know the Lakers are always sort of in the mix because they're the Lakers. You think the Raiders? You think the Raiders? Joe, you think the Lions? Like, well, do you think your team wins?
Speaking of the Lions, the Raiders have a coach similar to the Lions coach now, so I'd like to think both the Lions and the Raiders are pushed to Super Bowls by some really nice blue-collar coaches.
Thanks for taking us with you.
20-plus years, Joel, the Lions finally win one for you, or what?
He's taking us with him as the Raiders rise. I say the Lions get to the Super Bowl this year.
What do you think, Camino? You're a diehard Yankees fan more than anyone I know. You watch all 162 games. Are they going to return to glory?
They're so due. You know, they haven't won since 2009. Absolutely, yeah.
Definitely. How many World Series does Shohei Ohtani lead the Dodgers to?
Yeah, because how can the Yankees win it if the Dodgers are going to be busy winning it?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's true. We'll take your phone calls. I think Shohei definitely wins one. I do.
Parade.
Would you bet on that, Shohei style?
Would he bet on that?
Nick in upstate New York.
It wasn't
Nick,
him.
You're on with Covino and Rich. What is your prediction, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for incorporating us. No we love being a part of the show.
No problem.
So I got three.
Okay.
My nieces and nephews love flag football, and it's boys and girls. I think that that's going to take over at some part. Also, we celebrate fat people in America every single day. I think sumo wrestling is going to take off.
Because we're getting grosser as a country, fast food, yeah. Everyone's gross, so sumo wrestling will take effect.
No, Billy's not fat, he's training.
Seems like sumo wrestling had it one time.
That there will be no fighting in hockey, and I think that that's the most definitive one.
You know, our buddy Rob hit us up in Tampa just now.
Well,
actually,
he's dead on about the flag football thing. It's already an Olympic sport. And remember, man, NFL players from Patrick Mahomes to, I believe, Tyreek Hill. Everyone was saying they want in on that. And it is growing at a rapid rate. And you see kids, you know, we're out here in Los Angeles. People love it. My only experience with flag football was gym class as a kid. It was fun as hell. So
no
I doubt. Could totally see that being a thing.
It's funny you would say that because Rob in Tampa hit us up with the same one. He goes, NHL, no fans want it, but if they just yanked fighting, that's sort of a fun part of hockey, right? Let's go to another Nick in Irvine. What's up, bud? Covino and Rich in for DP.
Hey, guys, I'm going to give them to you real quick, and I'll take your actions off the air. UFC will have a standing eight count. If a guy gets dropped, they're going to realize that watching a guy be unconscious and then wake up and come back and win a fight is a lot better. In football, they're going to get rid of the most superfluous piece of crap thing in sports, which is the PAT. The USA will win the World Cup. The NBA will require four women on every team, one to be playing at all times. If they, however, put in a second woman who is then guarded by a man, that woman's points will be doubled scored, something like that. I'll guarantee you this. This one is 100%. Pickleball will not be as popular as it is now. Its ascendancy is due to the fact that baby boomers needed to exercise, so this is a fake sport. All the baby boomers, or a lot of them, will be dead or incapacitated by then. The greatest futurist in the last 50 years is a man named Ray Kurzweil. Everyone should check that out because that is actually important with what's going on with computers today. And also, people who use the word jabroni will be defined as themselves a jabroni.
Now, you know what? I like the last one. You know what, though? I feel like Nick made that list before we brought it up. I feel like Nick got high last night and just wrote all that down.
That was great.
Nick, I appreciate it.
He's already in the future.
Yeah, great call.
You know, Nick said there'll be co-ed, like NBA. It's tough enough to get a woman to play co-ed softball.
He also said USA wins a World Cup. That's a bold one.
Yeah.
But impossible? 20 years? Not impossible.
I mean, that's what
you just said. How
4 to 5 World Cups?
Look how other countries caught up in the NBA.
Rich, is this softball league all men?
The one I'm in, but I've played in women's leagues. I played in co-ed leagues. I play in women's leagues, and I wear a wig like Ladybugs. I've played in co-ed leagues, and the determining factor of who's good is what teams do have the best women. Danny, you've played in co-ed leagues. If you have good women on your team, you dominate. If you're scrambling around every week like, hey, does someone's girlfriend or wife want to play? Your team's going to suck.
Oh, yeah. We've had teams where the women outperform the men.
The women on a co-ed team. And, you know, it sort of gets me into the next thought I just had real quick before we get to some more sports and hard-hitting feedback. When you are a really active guy or woman, you go to the gym, you play rec basketball at the gym. I always see Jason McIntyre from Colin Show playing basketball. I'm playing softball quite a bit.
He thinks he's good.
He thinks he's good? Is he good? Well, I'll tell you this. When your kids start being really involved, do you drop playing sports yourself, or is that just a detriment to yourself, or do you just have a loaded schedule and just deal with it?
Well, that's what dad bod derives from, right? You're so invested in your kids because you're a dad. Look, if you don't have kids, you're just fat. You don't have dad bod, okay? Let's stop with that. You need kids to have or qualify as dad bod. You have less time for yourself, less time for your intramural sports or softball league because you're so invested in your kids and you're putting them first. That's why you get a little out of shape.
There's always this dad at the soccer field who sets up like a portable gym over at the... He's going to do about 5 laps. He's got some dumbbells. He's going to work out while the kid does soccer.
Multitasking. You know, because I think about this because as my kids' schedules get more complicated with Little League, T-ball, soccer, dance class, you know, my son does this gymnastics class, like a little ninja warrior thing. So every day there's something if you got kids.
Is that what he's going to be when he grows up?
American Ninja Warrior, yeah. He's 4.
He's going to be a ninja.
My thought, though, is like today, you know, you could argue our day ends early, but we have Dan Patrick in the morning again tomorrow.
Not to backtrack, but American Ninja Warrior could be like an Olympic event at that point. Like
that is true.
Those courses, because people train for that. Maybe it continues. I feel like it's not as popular as it once was. I feel like maybe it peaked, but that could be a sport in the future.
I'll tell
like
you
a
what
legitimate, if, like Olympic sport or something like
if
that.
If you do have a little boy or girl that is super hyped up and they're a hyper kid, like, you know, my son Ben is a little hyper pants, that gymnastics ninja warrior class he takes, it's so good. I think it gets your kid mobile for sports and just gets him active and knowing how to move
Sign
their body
up for
around.
Parkour, because that's the future.
Didn't like Jerry Rice and guys in the past, like the Lynn Swans of the world, talk about how like dancing, and like ballet and
boxer
stretching.
Too. Lomachenko was a dancer,
but
work on that footwork.
Little ninja warrior obstacle courses for a little kid really get some limber for sports. But my question is, like tonight, I coach kids softball. I coach my daughter's team, and then right after that, I have my own softball game, and then I have to be up here tomorrow morning. So I just wonder, does there come a point where you stop doing your own stuff, or is that the death of you?
No, I think that happens by default. I'm not saying it has to happen. I'm not saying these are the rules, but it tends to happen because if you have to sacrifice one, you're not going to sacrifice your kid's stuff.
You're always going to put your kid first.
Exactly.
But I'm saying if you're a guy that's active, if you're a guy that's in your past has done CrossFit or Orange Theory or Barry's Boot Camp, you're a guy that lifted, you played high school or college sports, and let's say you try to stay active. You play pickup basketball.
I go to a Gary's Glute Camp.
You know what?
That's my secret. Don't tell anybody.
That's why you have the buns of glory?
That's why I have buns of iron.
So I just ask, you know, if you have any thoughts or advice, you can hit us up at Covino and Rich.
How far do you go, Rich, before you cancel your event? Like, how late do you got to be to miss your softball game tonight?
You know, let me tell you.
Rich suffers from FOMO. Like, he can't not be involved, you know?
Like, Joel, there's a part of me that's excited and dreading tonight because I have a 9 o'clock softball game. That ends at 10:30 or so. I'll be home at 11, unwind, take a shower. And I have to wake up at 4 something in the morning for Dan Patrick.
Things start to suffer. And don't think it's not noticeable. It is. Your work performance.
Yeah, you're saying I'm not prepared. Are you saying I'm not bringing it?
You know what you bring it on? Just pure hyper energy. You know, and that can only take you so far. Other things start to suffer as a result because you're wearing yourself playbook. Too thin.
You listen to this guy? He said, do we have an intervention on the air?
Yeah.
I need to cry. He's telling me I need to quit softball?
Yeah. I don't want to, deal with you because you're tired because you're up at late at night playing with a bunch of beer guzzling idiots. You know, that gets in the way of things. I know you got to make time for yourself, but something's got to give. There's only so many hours in the day. So,
but that's sort of my point. And again, we could take it off air. At Covino and Rich, but if you're a dad who's got kids involved in all types of stuff, do you just jam-pack your schedule, or do you have to start letting go of your stuff? I know you can say, well, you can't put yourself first anymore. You're a dad. But I think you could do it all. You'll just be busy as hell. Like, do you really want to stop golfing or playing pickup hoops? Or do you really want to give up what you love? Do I not want to swing a bat anymore because my kids are playing sports?
I mean, do you think
only
my
for
parents,
3 years?
You think
only
my parents wanted to do that? They had five kids.
You'll be back in 3 years.
Yeah, then I'll lose my stroke.
It's called sacrifice. Yeah, if you want to be a present parent and do those things, you have to give it up. Or live my life of being a co-parent, because then you get every other week.
Yeah, maybe
whatever
my
want.
Parents.
You
know, let me tell you, my parents didn't give it up. I was at all of their events. Bowling alley on Friday night, the softball.
So was I as a kid. You know, I'd be falling asleep at the bowling alley. But as my parents had more kids, that's less time for themselves. That's just the natural progression.
Joel, do you agree that if you're a grown man and you don't bowl over 100, you need to like just retire from life?
Yeah, just say you're playing for fun. Put the bumpers up.
If you can't bowl 100, come on. Come on now.
Bumper pad.
We not going to join our bowling league now that you said that?
I only have one kid. You have two kids that are getting more involved in things.
All right, well, your thoughts at Covino and Rich. And coming up next, we are going to play some Shaq Diesel NBA trivia. If you want to win, you want in. 877-99 on Fox. More Covino and Rich next. In for the great Dan Patrick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You want to know the stupidest thing? This is when we realized we were getting older. I'll never admit I'm getting old. That's why I use Just for Vatos to dye my hair.
What do you say? Did someone say, you ask Covino how old he is, you know what he says? Grown.
I say none of your business. Now, I knew I was getting a little older when one of our interns was like, my mom was in that video. She was one of the dancers. We're like, what? You remember that?
Your mom?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, she's the girl singing in the video. They're like, what? Get
your mom
out of here.
Slept with Curtis Blow?
Your what? Mom, what?
Fun exactly. Fact about Curtis Blow, the very first rapper to sign a major record deal.
Ah, that's awesome, man. Legend.
That's a good one.
We are live from Mercedes-Benz Studios. Covino and Rich. Steve Covino, just a kid from Union, New Jersey. Just a kid from Akron. And Rich Davis from Franklin Square, Long Island. We're out here in Los Angeles. We got Danny G. We got Joel. And we got Wakeel O'Neal. Wack Shaq Diesel trivia, man, NBA trivia.
Did you see him
basketball.
In our blue kitchen?
Yeah, I saw him outside. He was eating cookies.
Two security guards this
two
morning.
Two security guards. So Shaquille O'Neal will be here, and we're giving away prizes if you want to play. 877-99 on Fox. But the question is, before we do that, Rich says, as his kids get more active in the world of sports, does that mean he or we as parents need to give up things that we do actively and that make us who we are?
Or you just, yes. No, I think you're just a maniac with a packed schedule. If your
no
kid
one has the energy that you have. You're an exception. You're the most hyper guy on the planet. If you think that everybody else under the eclipse, you think everybody else who put in a full day of work and then they have to be at the kids' practice and coach Little League and everything else have the energy to still do things on their own, you're out of your mind.
I am shocked.
By that time, you're done.
I am shocked, though, how schools and kids sports league, they expect parents to be places like in the afternoon. Like, do they think no one works? That's fascinating.
Yeah, your social, it starts with your social life.
That's true.
You know, my parents, I would see people in their wedding album and I'd be like, who are these people? Hey, that was my buddy. I'm like, what happened to that guy? I've never seen him my whole life. Because my parents then shifted their life around their kids.
Yeah, but you think that's healthy always?
I'm just saying, something's got to give, dude. You can't be everywhere all the time. So you could hold on as long as you want, like you're in Wilson Phillips.
Hold on.
For reference. One more day. But something's going to give, and it's either your kid's stuff or yours. And I hate to break it to you, it's going to be yours.
Yeah, but Rich just becomes the manager, the coach.
No.
He just follows it all
in. You know what he does? He becomes the guy who never sleeps, and then he comes in telling me he's tired all the time. Or he's running late because he was taking a nap. Something gives.
All right, well, you know what? It's time to do this Shaq Diesel trivia.
Whenever we say not to name drop, that means we're about to name drop.
I'll name drop.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only are CNR friends with Tyson and Mahomes.
Hey, man.
They're also buddies with the Big Aristotle.
Hey, what's up? It's Big Shaq Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq Fu, a.k.a. Shaq Daddy, a.k.a. the Big Aristotle. Guess what? It's time to win some CNR prizes.
Time for some basketball trivia.
Shaq Diesel basketball trivia.
What he said.
I used to break bad boys, now I'm breaking records for FSR Radio.
Shaq Diesel, basketball trivia.
All right, welcome into a Tuesday with CNR in for the great Dan Patrick.
This is so damn early here.
Our broke Shaq walking into the main studio with security.
Yeah, I'm out of breath. It's a long walk down this hallway.
Hey, Shaq.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, what's up, Joel? How's it going?
Thank you for waking up so early with us.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Shaq, I got to ask, with the NBA playoffs on the horizon.
Hey, brother, wait. You're too hyper for me, man.
Oh, sorry.
You're in the presence of greatness. You know, on the fourth wealthiest man in the NBA. Can you guess the top five?
Ooh, it's a good one. Fourth? So you're fourth.
I'm the fourth.
Obviously Jordan because of the sneaker company and brand and everything.
You got it. He's number one.
Jordan?
Jordan number
LeBron.
One.
LeBron?
Jordan number one. He's worth $3.2 billion, but I'm catching up. I'm just out of breath.
It's LeBron on there?
LeBron, yeah. He's top five.
Well, bro, Shaq, you're sounding a little bit like Elvis.
LeBron. It's because I just had coffee. So, number three, LeBron. LeBron is worth $1.2
billion. All right. Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson, number two, $1.2 billion.
So Magic, LeBron, MJ, you, and who else is in the top five?
Who's in the top five?
Danny G, got any guesses?
Nah.
I just want to brag a little bit. I don't feel like I get enough credit as an entrepreneur.
Kobe's estate? No.
Kobe's number six. Number five is Kevin Durant, KD.
Oh.
Worth $790 million. I'm worth,
some big contracts.
According to Hoops Hype, $805 million. A lot of people don't know I own Brooks Brothers, Reebok, Forever 21, the rights to Marilyn Monroe. entrepreneur.
All right,
let's go.
It's time for basketball trivia.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, okay. Let's meet the contestants. 21-time winner Rich Davis over there.
Yeah.
Newcomer Kevin Wyatt.
Yeah.
First time playing Shaq Diesel Trivia.
There was a punk.
And looking to win a CNR stainless steel swiggy is Mario in Ontario, California, in Southern California. What's up, Mario?
It's a Mario. What's up, bud?
What's going on, boys? What's going on?
USA, what's up to Shaq?
Here was up, Mario.
What's going on, Shaq Diesel?
Hey, what's up?
All right, here are the rules for Shaq Diesel Trivia. The first contestant with two correct answers is the champ. If there's a tie, we have a tiebreaker question. Your name is your buzzer, but you do have to wait until all three possible answers are read. If there's two wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Let's get it on! Right, Here's round one.
All right, let's get this DP party started. How many different teams?
Oh, Dan Patrick, I'm
sorry. Yeah, Dan Patrick. Get your head out the gutter. How many different teams did I play for in my illustrious career? Was it A, 5 teams, B, 6, or C, 7?
Mario.
Mo, Mario.
5. A.
Oh. No. Rich.
No. No, wrong. Rich for the steal.
I'm going to go C7, Shaq?
No. You're all losers.
I played for every color of the rainbow. Yeah. I played for the Magic, the Lakers, Heat, Suns, Cavs, Celtics. Answer 6. B.
Man. All right. Nobody on the board yet. We moved to round 2.
All right, round 2. How many total players and picks did my friend Vince Carter get traded for when the Nets acquired him in 2005? A3, B4, or C5?
Kevin.
Wyatt.
4.
No.
Mario.
Mario for the steal.
3, A.
No.
You guys are stupid.
Look,
you guys are big dummies. Big dummies. The answer is 5. 3 players, 2 draft picks.
I knew
picks.
It was a big trade.
Yeah, it was.
I
didn't
know it was that big.
Very big trade.
Very big.
5 total players.
5 total players.
All right. Nobody on the board as we move to round 3.
Bunch of big dummies is right, Shaq.
Big dummies. All right. My tall brother, Yao Ming, was the number 1 draft pick in 2002. Who went 2nd overall that year? Was it A, Drew Gooden, B, Jay Williams, or C, Caron Butler?
Kevin.
Mario.
Kev.
Can you repeat those?
Okay.
Sorry.
Yao Ming
the
was
second
number 1.
The second one.
Who went 2nd? Was it
Jay Williams?
B, Drew Gooden, B, Jay Williams, or C, Caron Butler?
He said B.
He said B. He is right.
Yo, Kev.
Jay Williams.
Bulls took the Duke. Point guard 2nd.
All right. Kev is on the board. Good one. Round 4 now.
All right, you know I was a monster on the boards.
Yeah.
Monster on the boards. Who leads the NBA season with the most rebounds? Is it A, Sabonis, B, Anthony Davis, or C, Jokic?
Mario.
Mario.
Jokic, C.
No.
Kevin.
Kev.
Sabonis.
Yeah, Kevin wins.
No, Kev.
Kingstar averages 14 a game. Congratulations.
Yeah, no. Second day in a row, man, Kevin Wyatt is the winner.
Somebody give Kevin his own show. Kevin's the man. Kevin, you're the winner.
Mario in Southern California, we thank you for playing today.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys, I got things to do.
Like what?
I got businesses to run.
Later, Shaq.
How you think I made this lit?
Security.
Bye, Shaq. Thank you, man. Shaq Diesel Trivia. Yeah, just keeping the NBA trivia alive.
Wow.
Listen, we're getting
closer.
By the
way, Kevin's slaying it this week.
I know. No. Getting closer to the NBA
Does
playoffs.
He get a swiggy or what?
Yeah, I was wondering if I get one of those.
You know what? These are a coveted prize.
I think Danny could swing you one.
Shaq's been trying to get one every week. Did he get one yesterday?
No.
No.
I haven't got anything yet.
I say we got to give Kevin one, man.
All right.
Yeah.
I say he's getting two. I'm going to go to the storage room right now and get you one, Kev.
Because you know what happens? I'll find it on eBay. I'm like, that Kevin.
Yeah. Hey, he can impress his honey with that. Yeah. Look what I got at work today,
baby. I
don't
want to see one of those on OfferUp. So, yeah, I think he gets one, man.
OfferUp.
Yeah, thank you for playing along. Shaq Diesel Trivia. By the way, I saw him in the hallway, man. Huge. And
by the way, if you put it on OfferUp, the only thing you're going to get is that still available? And then you write yes, and then they ghost you.
I know, right? By the way, I thought it was kind of cool to hear about Shaquille O'Neal's entrepreneurship, man. I don't think he gets enough credit. I think everybody knows, but I heard Kenny Smith talking about that too recently. Just like, you know, but you don't know how many businesses Shaquille O'Neal's involved in. Papa John's.
Is that Papa John's?
Yeah, it's a different pizza chain.
I love Papa John's.
Andy Ann's, Five Guys, 24-Hour Fitness, Krispy Kreme, Lyft, Google, Ring, Vitamin Water. He's involved in so many different things.
It's crazy. Reeboks.
It's crazy, man.
It really is. So props to Shaquille O'Neal in the presence of greatness here on the Covino and Rich Show.
Now, listen, I know the playoffs are a different story. The regular season, while important, not the total picture when it comes to the NBA. I'm looking at the current NBA Finals betting odds. And before we get out of here, I want to go over what you think might be the best value bet. Not who you think's going to win the NBA Finals. The value bet. Like, I'll give you one right sure. now. And then we'll analyze a little bit and take some feedback. The Mavericks are plus 2,400. Meaning okay. you bet 100, yeah. you win 2,400. And you know what? You never know. In a playoff world, if Luka and Kyrie are clicking like they have a lot of this season, mm-hmm. is that impossible?
No.
Is it impossible?
Phoenix Suns have to be up there, right?
Phoenix Suns are plus 2,000.
By the way, have you seen Booker's new sneakers, man? I mean, they're not new, but they look good. I might have to get a pair
of those. So we'll go over some of the favorites and some of those mid-level teams that could go on a run. We'll get to that.
Did you ever get your Trumps?
Do you ever get your...
I'm still waiting in the mail.
The golden
for
ones?
My golden Trumps, yeah.
Your Air Trumpies?
Yeah, my Air Trumpies. Can't we'll wait.
Because they're priced just right.
Actually, I got a pair on OfferUp.
We'll get all your feedback next. Live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, Covino and Rich, and for the great DP.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.